The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and check out the new podcast player over at discovernursing.com. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we will focus on medical surgical nursing. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I interview our get-to-know nurse, Wesley Foster, a clinical nurse at Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix, Arizona, and nurse educator at Mesa Community College Nursing Department in Mesa, Arizona, and Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, Arizona. Here's that interview. Hi, Wes. I want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule and coming here on Nursing Notes Live to join us. It's great to have you here on the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So let's start off and find out a little bit about your background. I understand you kind of took every stepping stone along the way to your nursing career in multiple stages. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about why you wanted to become a nurse and what your educational career looked like as you progressed?
Okay, well, I always tell folks I started off wanting to become a nurse from the time I was a little kid, around 4 years old, when my mother was working in a long-term care facility, and we used to go there and hang out on Sunday afternoons and meet with her resident that she was working with, and I was just fascinated with seeing what everybody was doing and helping people with different things, and I just remember thinking that's what I want to do when I grow up, and that's been my focus ever since for that. So it's always kind of been in my blood, I say, being raised in the family of nurses and nursing assistants, so it just seems a natural fit. The educational path, I took the long way, as I tell everybody, but I think it was a good way for me. I started off as a nursing assistant, went back to school, became a licensed practical nurse, went back to school as a diploma program and became a registered nurse, went back to school for my bachelor's degree, went back to school for my master's in nursing education, and now I'm actually getting ready to start work on my doctor of nursing practice. So my education's kind of varied and wild, and it seems to be continuous, which is exactly what we need to be doing anyway.
I completely agree with you, and whether it's getting formal degree education or just working hard at staying active in your profession and getting good continuing education in nursing, I think you're absolutely right. It's all about continuing to grow and learn, because everything in nursing and medicine and healthcare is changing so quickly.
Oh, it is. And if you don't keep up, you don't even have to go, like you said, with formal education. Just keeping up with what's going on in your area, what's going on in your nursing world. Keep up with the changes, because when I think back with how I've seen things change from when I started back in the 80s to what we're doing now, it just boggles my mind how far we've come. And I know that means more is going to happen, so we have to be ready for it.
So what about nursing in the medical surgical specialty drew you in? I know with your mother's background, maybe I would have thought you would have moved towards a long-term care nursing program.
You know, and that's where my grandmother worked as well. She was in long-term care up until a couple of years ago when she finally retired. And I did work in that area as a nursing assistant, but it just wasn't, I'm not an adrenaline junkie per se, but it just wasn't getting me what I was looking for. And then I've worked in other areas, and med surg was really where I felt I was able to put all of my skills to use, where I really had to use critical thinking skills and where I really had to be knowledgeable, not just in one focused area, but have a good breadth of knowledge to work with people with a variety of problems, help them to get back on the path to wellness, and help them move along with their trajectory, wherever that was going to take them. So MedSurg really just gave me that full view of things and always keeps my brain functioning and thinking, okay, so what's going on here? What do I need to know next? And I really love that about MedSurg. It's just so variety. I tell people it's not the same thing every day. It's always going to be something new, always something different, always something to learn, and always something exciting. So I just love the area. I don't ever see myself not working in a MedSurg area.
You know, it's changed so much. So, you know, because once upon a time, MedSurg was seen as the boot camp for new nurses, and everyone who wanted to go to other specialties ended up there. But our patients have changed over the last 10 or 20 years, and medical surgical nursing has become one of the most important specialties in nursing.
Oh, absolutely. I still remember everybody saying, get your year in MedSurg and then go off into a specialty area. And we finally have recognized that MedSurg is its own specialty area, and the patients are changing. And what we're seeing in MedSurg is our patients that years ago would be in our critical care areas, that we're doing more and more things in MedSurg. We're using more technology. We're using more of everything in the MedSurg setting. So it really has become a specialty unto itself. And it is not just the area where just go try it for a year and then go off to someplace else. It's really the area where you need to go start off and hopefully stay, because there is so many different ways you can go in the MedSurg setting. You can do MedSurg ICU. You can do a MedSurg subspecialty. You can do a general MedSurg area. It's not the way it used to be in the good old days, as I call it, which doesn't seem that long ago.
No, but you know, it just points to how fast nursing is changing in general. I mean, so much is different, even from year to year. You know, you're an educator as well, and I know you have students that come in, and maybe 2 years ago, what you told students going out the door as graduate nurses is completely different. And if you said the same thing today, it wouldn't necessarily hold as much weight.
Oh, yeah. And I tell students all the time, what we're teaching with the way advances are going in healthcare, what you're learning today, it may change by the time you graduate and you're a licensed nurse working out there. So always be open to looking for new information and looking at how things are changing. And we even see that while they're in school, we may be educating on a new process, a new procedure, and lo and behold, there's something that's better that comes along now. You know, the thing I always think about now is just the latest things with going on with a lot of the chronic viral conditions that used to be fatal. And even in this last year, we're seeing such radical changes. And, okay, this is now going even further and getting long-term benefits, where before, when we were teaching students about these things, we kept saying, well, you know, maybe 20 years first and we'll have effects. But now we're saying, well, maybe they won't see anything. It's just, you know, that's just one example. This always is changing. The information is always changing. So you have to be open to learning and seeing and growing. You really do.
How important is nurses being actively involved in nursing research? It's something that I've really been trying to impress upon people that listen to my programming and in educational settings, to try to encourage them to see those opportunities for finding best practices in nursing care, because we are having such an impact on a higher acuity patient, and we're on the front lines of caring for patients that before would have died 15 or 20 years ago.
Oh, God, that is so true. And the thing with research, I think that word needs to change, because people are so intimidated when they hear research. And what they don't recognize, and I had my mentor when I was in my master's program really explain this to me, we do research every day. We just don't acknowledge that it's research. We're always looking for ways to make things better. And we always have those ideas in our head that say, well, why are we doing it this way? Maybe, what would happen if we tried it this way? And we do this, but we don't formalize it because we're afraid of research. And we need to get over that. And that's one thing I impressed upon my students. I teach first semester nursing students. And I teach them from day one. Don't be afraid if there's an idea percolating in your head. Don't be afraid to bring it up. Don't be afraid to think about trying it later on. It may change practice and may bring an idea forth that nobody else ever thought of. We need to change that mindset. I just think it's that term. Research just seems to be scary and it seems to be intimidating. So I tell everybody, don't call it research. Call it expanding evidence base for nursing. That seems to make it a little less intimidating.
I like that.
But we have to do it.
That's great. And it's interesting because I think it's important to talk to the nursing students that are out there listening to this show that there's some amazing research coming out of nursing schools run by nursing students right now.
Oh, it's amazing what's out there and the changes that are coming forth with just people having those ideas and getting over that intimidation factor of saying, well, why do we do this? Or what is the research behind that? And once they start talking with students about the evidence base and looking at what it is that we do, especially when we know that a lot of what we do is still based on tradition, you can see the ideas formulating. You can see them starting to think, and they're getting the appreciation. And I think nursing schools are getting better because we're not waiting until the end of their educational process where no matter what the degree is, we're not waiting till the end to start talking about evidence base. We're bringing it in earlier. So I think that's going to help really promote the profession of nursing, and I hope it's going to generate much more research, especially since I'm going to school for a doctorate coming up. So I hope it's going to do that.
Time to heal yourself, right? I mean, follow your own direction and find that research piece.
Yes, exactly. And I thankfully have a couple of research topics formulating and going on, so hopefully it's going to be good.
So what is it that somebody needs to be a good med-surg nurse? We talk about nursing skills and different things, but med-surg covers so many things. Like you said, there are subspecialties of med-surg nursing now because it's so broad. So what does a nurse need to be a good med-surg nurse?
You have to be open to change. You have to look and find what's going to be the best niche for you in that specialty area. And you have to just be prepared for knowing that what you're doing now may change very well in the future. But you also need to be the person that's going to be able to educate patients, families, people you're interacting with about what it is that you do, why you need to be open to the change, and be somebody that can really be out there, be at the forefront of it, and not be afraid of it. And keep your mind, and it's really just keeping your mind open, because everybody has that idea of, oh, I'm going to work in this area, and that's the only thing I'm going to work in. But you have to be open, because there's so many ways you can work, and so many things you can see, and so many things you can do. So be open. Be prepared for change and just enjoy the ride that goes with it, because it's going to be an exciting time still in the future for what we're doing in healthcare.
And what do you see? What do you see about the future? Because like we said, we've talked about the past and where med-surg nursing has come from, but looking forward, there's just so much on the horizon. What do you see?
Yeah, there is. And what we do in nursing is radically going to change. We're going to see more and more things being geared as outpatient, and we're going to see patients in the hospital being sicker and sicker. And I think that's where med-surg is really going to shine, because we're going to be the ones that are going to have to look at what's going on, have that big global picture of what's happening. Because, and I don't mean that to sound insulting, but we know if somebody's in critical care, they're going to move out of that critical care area mostly to a med-surg unit of some sort of step-down med-surg unit before they get discharged. So it's a med-surg nurse that's going to be coordinating all of that and looking at how can we do successful transitions out. And it's going to really be something where we're going to have to just have a strong knowledge base like we do now, but even more so, because things are going to happen quicker than they are now. patients are going to be out sooner. So it's going to be that med-surg nurse that's going to have that knowledge base and that flexibility and be able to handle the fact that people are just going to be moving faster. And we need to know what's going on, how we're going to handle that caseload, what we're going to be able to do successfully to really get through. And med-surg is going to be the key cornerstone of that. And if I can impress anything upon with the changes that are going on, is that we really need to get folks involved in their nursing organizations, because that's what's going to really help them with all the changes and help with that, increase that knowledge globally, not just within your institution or within your region, but we need to have that global knowledge as well to help with that.
It's so important to be part of your professional organization as a nurse, whether that's medical surgical nursing, critical care, emergency nursing, whatever the specialty, because it offers you those opportunities, not only to find best practices, but to, I find going to those conferences that I have more learning that goes on in the hallways than in the formal sessions. Do you find that true as well?
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because I wrote an article about evidence about the Institute of Medicine's Future of Nursing report and how that works with lifelong learning and with certain nursing certifications and nursing organizations. And that is so true. I learn more when I go to conferences and conventions, whether it's for my oncology subspecialty or my med-surg work, with attending sessions where I really don't see something that often, or talking with people, networking at break time or in the hallways or with the person sitting next to you. I learn so much more information sometimes that way, and then I can bring it back and talk about it. And it's amazing how many people will say, oh, yeah, I read something about that, but I really didn't pay attention to it. Or, oh, yeah, we know about that, and we're looking at how we're going to change that and incorporate that into our practice here. You learn so much more. And and it's always something that you're going to learn at these conferences and with the lifelong learning aspects of nursing with through your organization. It's absolutely phenomenal. There's so much out there. It's a wonderful thing. And I tell students too, you know, I hate to jump back to students, but I tell students, if you think you know an area where you're going to want to work, join those professional organizations now. They'll really be helpful for you in the long run if you start early with joining them.
And a lot of them have student nurse rates, they really encourage students to be members early. So I completely agree with you there. I think that's such an important thing. You talked earlier about a mentor really influencing you in what you were doing, and I'm curious about your thoughts on developing mentors in nursing. It's great to have a mentor, but we need more. I feel like we need more mentors in nursing.
Yes, and it's really interesting when I see that we have lots of people who work as those bedside clinicians who do an amazing job, who all for some reason think, I would be no good at being a mentor or being a preceptor because I just don't like teaching. But they don't recognize that they do it every day. And we need to help people who are the bedside clinicians recognize that and understand that and appreciate that. You have all the capabilities in the world to be a good mentor, a good preceptor. Don't sell yourself short. You have great knowledge. Share it with others. You can do it. If I can do it, anybody can.
That's
so
great.
I think that's where we have to work now, which is getting those people to recognize that we do have good mentors, and we just have to help get them out of that shell of thinking that they can't do it to, yes, you can, and here's how we can help you.
That's fantastic. I always get a couple of questions that come in to us from students out there, and I'm sure you get these questions from your students too, but maybe we can ask one of those as we wrap up here today. What is the piece of advice you've received that's carried you through your nursing career?
It truly has been just be open to change, don't be resistant, and learn from your mistakes. That's really the best one I can give to folks, and that's what I've learned and always remember. Because everything's going to change, and you're going to make errors along the way, and learn from it and help educate others through the process.
Make sure you check out the entire March 2015 issue of Nursing Notes, where we look at the medical surgical nursing specialty. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I had a panel discussion on medical surgical nursing with Jill Arzuman, president of the Academy of Medical Surgical Nurses and a clinical nurse specialist at Banner University Medical Center in Tucson, Arizona, and Mimi Haskins, president of the Medical Surgical Nurse Certification Board and a clinical assistant professor at the State University of New York School of Nursing in Buffalo, New York. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes. And don't forget to check out our new podcast player at discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.